RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan's channel on YouTube now and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season, including yesterday's Brownie Bites, where we talked a little bit, especially about Myles Garrett's impact on the game and the Browns getting the win and all those things that are important to you, Browns fans.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Kevin Stefanski's press conference over, done. He'll have one more to wrap up a season. We hope. We'll see. And he'll have a couple more this week. The Monday press conference for a coach who might be on the hot seat sometimes turns into a ownership press conference. That's never good. I liked what Kevin said, though. My sole focus is on the last game in Cincinnati, and I'm privileged to have this job. So we'll see what happens from there. We were just kicking around a little bit. This division this year has been something. And if you look at every team in this division, Andy, there's been talk of major changes for every team. We've heard rumblings, and you know, Steelers are in first place right now. We've heard rumblings they're going to move on from Mike Tomlin. Good chance they move on from their quarterback. Although Aaron Rodgers has played well down the stretch, didn't play real well yesterday, but he's played well enough down the stretch that if they don't think they have a solution, they could roll with Aaron Rodgers for another year. But that's a guys, Pittsburgh could change. That's interesting to me.
Let's see what happens against Baltimore. I mean, you brought up a great point in the break. Go ahead, you can say it.
Yeah, I think that with the way that the Steelers have kind of collapsed towards the end of the season, especially, and I understand, you know, the lack of the offense, but Mike Tomlin is the guy that has full say over his offensive coaching staff, and he's the one that brought in Arthur Smith. He's the one that constantly, year after year, we hear about a bad Steelers offense. He's the one that hires those guys.
Well, he hires those guys, but he doesn't draft all the players. He arguably has one good wide receiver.
Yeah.
I wish we had DK Metcalf.
Although he didn't even have, is it his fault that DK Metcalf decided he wanted to go off and try to punch a fan? I mean,
I also feel like Tomlin also, it's not like he doesn't have as much of a say in terms of that roster. If Mike Tomlin said, hey, I want some more receivers, you think that the GM is going to say, no, Mike,
maybe
go ahead, sit down in the corner. You're fine.
As long as it's reasonable.
Mike's in his 19th year. And has never had a losing season. Then again, he won a Super Bowl in year number two. So that's a long time in Pittsburgh to go without a Super Bowl. So that's a situation to keep an eye on. For some silly reason, you read rumblings, Baltimore might move on from John Harbaugh. Why in the world would you move on from John Harbaugh? That, to me, is silly. I've also seen, you know, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson aren't on the same page. Well, guess what? You better get on the same page because I think they need each other. I think Lamar Jackson's terrific as long as he's out on the football field. And I think John Harbaugh's a terrific coach. But they are 8-8. If they finish 8-9, would they move on from John Harbaugh?
I think with the way that the season's gone, I think you have to at least have the discussion. Especially between the Lamar Jackson injury snafu earlier on in the season, too.
Ozzie's still there, man.
Ozzie's behind the scenes.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, he's still there. There is a level of sanity in their front office that I think will prevail when that's all said and done.
You think so?
Yes. There's a reason why even on a down year, if they want to, unless maybe he wants to leave. Who knows? Maybe Harbaugh wants to leave. I don't know.
Maybe it's little column A, little column B.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Get a fresh start.
He's had two losing seasons.
So between those two guys, they
in
have two
18
losing
years. This could be third, his third. Two losing seasons. And he won a Super Bowl, but it was back in 2012. So it's been a while there, too, which is interesting. Then you have Cincinnati, where Zach Taylor has been okay. He doesn't pick the defensive talent on that team. There's not been much of it. And the offensive line has been an issue. And then you've seen rumblings. Does Joe Burrow want to return, or is he going to go and ask for a trade? I mean, each one of the teams in our division, including us, there are issues with the head coach, and there are issues with the quarterback.
Yeah, who's been to the playoffs more, Zach Taylor or Kevin Stefanski?
Let's go Kevin Stefanski.
It's a tie. They've both been there
twice. There you go. Thank you very much.
There's just some things you say, and you're like, are we really kicking Kevin out the door?
Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. If you're Joe Burrow, would you want to go back in Cincinnati, or would you say, you know what, I'd like to be traded?
Boy, it was weird. I think he'll stay. I think he's loyal.
I think he would come back, but I think that patience is wearing thin.
I agree with that, except for one thing.
Uh-oh, here we go. Jeff Phelps, one thing.
Thank you. I know you like when I do that.
I know. I want to give you a little open for
it's this.
Dun-dun-dun.
He wanted Ja'Marr Chase to get a long-term contract. They gave it to him. He wanted T. Higgins to get a long-term contract. They gave it to him.
Yep.
They've done a lot to make Joe happy. Joe has a very long-term contract worth a lot of money. But, sorry, you can't throw to your stud wide receivers if you're on your butt. His line could use a little help, and certainly they need a defense. But, boy, it sure is fun to watch Cincinnati throw that football. It really is. They're good.
And they're going to the playoffs this year? No.
No.
So what's the difference?
Exactly right. Yeah.
I also wonder, too, if Burrow starts being more vocal about organizational changes. I mean, I know we were talking about it during the break, too. They have four scouts in the organization, period. And one of them is just analytics-based. Like, you have a director of scouting, two designated scouts, and that's it. And they doubled it during COVID.
You know, it's weird because if you look around the NFL, what you very rarely ever hear that an NFL owner is cheap because they make money like absolute crazy. You never hear an NFL owner is cheap, except for Mike Brown. And you hear that all the time about them. Isn't that weird? To me, it's weird. I mean, okay, hard to argue with the fact that they're not a little tight with the Bucks. Hard to argue that.
You know how old he is?
Why? I'll bet he's 80.
Mike Brown.
80?
How old do you think he is?
82.
Keep going.
84.
90.
Is he really?
Is this right? Unless I'm...
Yeah, he's 90.
He's 90.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Huh.
Good
wow.
for him. No wonder he's cheap. Got to make sure.
He did go to an Ivy League.
That's hard to believe. I just, this division is at a, I think at a point where things could really swing one way or the other. And if you, for instance, if the Browns think, if the Haslams think, we have some good young talent here. And we think, despite the one loss record, if you can look past the numbers, that we are moving in the right direction. And that we do like our coach and we do like our general manager, even though the numbers tell us we should probably make a move. I think this division is ripe for some team to pounce. And it could be Cincinnati. I mean, if Cincinnati adds some defensive talent to Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and Chase, look out, man. Chase Brown, he's really good. And if they can make, you know, get a couple of linemen and add some D, Cincy could be the team to beat. And the Browns
didn't a
could
lot of
make
people
a move.
I mean, I kind of thought that the last 2 years that they've had the opportunity to be the team to beat in the North. But injuries have crushed them.
Yeah.
The line crushed them.
Joe Burrow getting hurt early this year with that turf toe thingy. That's bad.
Well, and look at the year that they went to the Super Bowl. They actually had investment in the defense.
Yeah.
And ever since then, they've been chipping away the defense, chipping away the defense, and now look at where they're at. Like, if there's more of an investment on that side, but again, given what we've talked about with the owner, you have no idea if that's going to happen or not.
I'm wondering a week from today, Jeff, how many AFC North coaches are still standing?
That's a good question.
Could you imagine if all four are gone? Could you? And now let me ask you this, Browns fans, because you could probably see this. Could you see three of the four coaches in the AFC North being let go and Kevin Stefanski being the guy that keeps his job? Like, that would be very Browns, wouldn't
it? That would be.
If you would have asked me, if you had told me that a month ago, I would have called you a lunatic.
Yeah, I know. Except for one thing.
Oh, here's Jeff Phelps.
That was for you, Andy.
Except for you. Time now for Jeff Phelps. Except for one thing.
The headlines have started to creep out a little bit. You're hearing all the rumbling. You know, Tomlin out, Harbaugh, trouble with Lamar Jackson, blah, blah, blah. John Harbaugh might be phenomenal as a coach. I think he is. I love the guy. I think he's a great coach. Who's going to win that battle, if there's a battle at all? It's going to be Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Here's the other point of it, too. When you're the coach who is the longest tenure, eventually you know your day is coming, right?
Well,
your day is coming.
In theory.
Tomlin, one. John Harbaugh, two.
In theory. Except they're both still good coaches. You know? This could be a really, really drastic offseason for the AFC North. If you're Pittsburgh, do you move on from Tomlin?
If I'm Pittsburgh, I can see how they would do it. I just don't think they're going to.
I don't either. Mac, if you're Pittsburgh, you moving on from Tomlin?
Did they lose to Baltimore?
Not yet.
If they lose to Baltimore, I say they do. I say you should.
If you're Baltimore and you lose to Pittsburgh, do you move on from John Harbaugh?
No, because they're just as consistent as Pittsburgh.
I don't either. Do you move on from Zach Taylor in Cincinnati? I don't. That offense is dang good, man. Get him some defensive players and let's go.
See, I would push back on that a little bit. If I'm Cincinnati, and again, if Mike Brown was willing to spend, I would be willing to let him go because, again, you have T. Higgins on, what, 20 teams as a wide receiver one?
Absolutely.
And so you have two wide receiver ones. You have an athletic tight end in Mike Gesicki that Joe Burrow loves.
I like Gesicki, too.
I do, too. And again,
Chase Brown's a real good running back.
Exactly. So with that being said...
And they got him late round.
Yeah. But with that being said, I mean...
With that being said, Joe Burrow missed most of the season.
Sure. But you also got to say, too, how much of a floor do you really have and a ceiling do you have with Zach Taylor versus another young offensive mind? Where with Zach Taylor, you know, they've kind of had a little bit of a ceiling there. I think that you can, with the talent
know, man.
That you
they
have...
They went out and lit it up yesterday. Now it was Arizona, but...
I think any young offensive mind would be salivating at the chance to get that offense.
Well, there's no question about that. But Zach Taylor's doing a pretty good job with it when it's healthy.
You're not wrong in that case, but I also...
Gee, thanks. Appreciate that.
I still think that there's room that they can... There's another level that you can reach, especially because of the fact that it... I don't want to call it dummy-proof, but I feel like it's kind of there when you have that much talent on that offensive side.
Well, imagine if Kevin Stefanski had some talent on offense.
Now you're talking.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
13-6 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let that sink in, everybody. And then let the ramifications of what that means on so many different levels sink in. Because that's a really big deal. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Jeff Phelps here. Andy Baskin over there. Think about this, my friend. Last year, best record in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs at 15-2.
Yes.
Out of the playoffs.
Yep.
Best record in the NFC at 15-2. The Detroit Lions out of the playoffs. Oh, NFL really does stand for not for long, doesn't it?
Didn't the playoff picture kind of look weak going into week 17 and 18 now? So now you were looking at there was only one possible chance in the AFC. And by the way, did the NFL not get their wish by having an AFC North title game next week?
There you go.
Thanks to the Browns.
Nice job, welcome. Browns. TV ratings, thank you.
I mean, we were just talking about the only possibility yesterday of teams squeezing from on the bubble to in was, what, the Bucs in the NFC and the Ravens hanging
Bucks
around
and
in
Panthers.
The AFC.
Are playing for the title in the NFC South.
So it worked out to be the same. You understand what I'm saying? They're like, there's only two teams left, right?
Yeah, there are only two spots left. It's either going to be Carolina or Tampa. And, of course, either the Steelers or the Ravens.
And that's what it looked like yesterday, too. So your final 2 weeks, that's really the only drama other than playoff positioning.
Who do you like in the AFC, guys? I still like Buffalo, but Buffalo had a tough time beating the Browns and then played a decent game against the Eagles. Lost by a point. Missed an extra point. Could have won it. Had, you know, Badgley made the first one and then they kicked the second one. But you never know. Is New England the real deal? Is I ask this about three teams. Denver, Jacksonville, New England. Are they the real deal?
I feel like if you're asking me who I think is going to win that, I think it's New England.
I agree with that.
I think too. New England, Drake May's on fire.
And can we be honest? I mean, the long-suffering Patriot fans who just haven't been there. When's the last time they were there?
What a Weisenheimer.
It's been since 2019.
That they've been to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Doesn't anybody feel for them? My heart breaks for them.
I don't know that Denver's 13-3. Sean Payton's done a great job there. Yes, Bo Nix has played well. I wonder if they're a legit 13-3, if that makes any sense. Jacksonville is 12-4. If they've won seven straight games. If they get a playoff win, I'd be stunned. I just don't see them advancing. I think Houston's come on. Houston's won eight straight games. They're playing really well. CJ Stroud has it going. And they might be a team you don't want to see in the playoffs. And I think New England. So I think New England, Houston. Don't mind the Chargers either. Don't mind the Chargers. Justin Herbert's tough.
All right, so tell me, who's the AFC team?
New England.
I think it's New England too.
I would go
who's
with New England.
Who's the NFC team? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I would say New England, and I would say Houston would be my sleeper.
Yeah, and if I had to stack them up, I would go New England, Houston, and the Chargers. In the NFC. Eagles get a win over Buffalo. It was a good win. They're 11-5. Bears are 11-5. And the Seahawks, Niners, and Rams, all with 11, 12, or 13 wins. That West is tough, man. Watch the Rams tonight.
Who are you taking?
I think in the NFC, if I had to pick a team to go to the Super Bowl, I'm taking the Los Angeles Rams.
Who are you taking?
I was going to say the Rams, too.
All right, I am going to put my boots in the ground on Seattle. I'm going to go with Sam Darnold.
You're going to go with Sam Darnold.
Going with Sam Darnold.
If I had a dollar for every bit of, you know what, I took over Sam Darnold, I'd be a rich man. And guess who's playing his, you know what, off in Seattle?
Jackson Smith and Jigba?
Yeah, well, that helps.
Who you never would. The name, you, like when he was at Ohio State, I would bring him up like every other show. And
every other show?
And Jeff,
every other hour.
Jeff would make fun of me. He'd be like, who? What's this guy's name? What's this guy's name? And so now I've come full circle on that. I can take some glory.
Oh, he's a good wide receiver.
Jeff,
they just keep rolling him out.
You realize this is our last 5 minutes of the year together. So
thank you, God.
Give me the top story going into next year.
Wow, the top story
for us
in Cleveland or for the Browns?
Not for Cleveland.
The top story in Cleveland will be who's the head coach and general manager of this football team. That'll be the top story.
Yeah.
As we go into the new year, the top story for the year will be the Guardians winning the World Series.
Really?
But after the, well, if it happens, sure it would be.
I think
shooter.
It will be the after we get through countless hours of debate about who the Browns will select in the draft. It will be how the Cavaliers figured it out and went on to win another title this year.
Wow, look at that. Bold prediction from Andy Baskin.
I need them to man up a little bit, though. I'll be honest.
I was going to go in the opposite direction with the Cavs, to be honest with you.
How devastating it was this year because they underachieved beyond all belief?
No, they finally break it up.
Oh, you think they're at the trade deadline?
I think
you
after
mean the thing
season.
I've been mentioning since they brought Donovan Mitchell in?
Yes. I think this year, postseason, I don't know if they're going to get it done, but I think that they let down a little bit, at least with what we've seen so far, and forces Dan to shake some things up a little bit.
Did you hear John Wall, who's doing TV now? He was on NBA's Prime show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think they've got to make a big change. Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, they're just not getting along in that backcourt.
Oh, I'm sure you printed that up.
I think they're both great players. You know my thought on it.
Yeah, you're not questioning the person. They're both
terrific.
Yeah.
But they don't fit. And he said, and I think with Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, they're just too soft. They don't have that toughness. The only thing I'll say about it is it's a playoff thing, though.
I don't know that it's
necessarily. You know my thought on Evan and Jarrett. I like them both. I want to keep them both. But if you expect them to go out and be Steven Adams, take a look at them. You know, they're 6'9", 6'10", and weigh about 145 pounds. They're skilled basketball players. They're not tough guys. I mean, you're not built to be a tough guy. You're built to be a basketball player. Steven Adams is built to be a tough guy who plays basketball. Shaq was a tough guy who played basketball. So if that's missing, you're going to trade one of those guys for some big behemoth who can knock people around? Okay, good luck to you.
Giannis?
He's not a big behemoth who knocks people around.
Would he be a difference maker to win a championship?
Gee, what do you think?
I'm asking you. I want you to tell me.
No,
you
just belittled him. Giannis stinks.
I mean, he shoots about as well as we do from beyond the arc right now.
Whoa!
But you know what? I like this team when they're not always shooting from beyond the arc. So give me a guy that he doesn't need to.
By the way, was it Yahoo? Somebody put out a story about trade destinations for Giannis and at the Cavs.
Yeah. I've seen that multiple times.
But good luck trying to pull that off. How are you going to pull that off?
Well, you got to take off your apron. I think the Cavs have spent more time in the kitchen with that apron than any team in the history of sports.
That apron.
That stupid apron.
Hey, we'll see how it goes. Good luck to them. There will be plenty of big stories ahead in 2026.
Wow.
And we can't wait to discuss them all.
You're like a news guy.
Right here on Baskin and Phelps.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.